Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Time now for the Corporate Farmer Program on KGLO. We have Chad Hansen with us on our KGLO live line. Chad, how you doing today?
Well, I can tell you I'm looking out the window, not a lot of sun, but yesterday, man, that warmth felt great again, and I can definitely tell that the farmers are out in the fields. The phones here in our office have just really died down. You know, the last few weeks when it's been crappy, it's just been crazy with phone calls, and man, when you could sit here in silence for a while, it's kind of refreshing, but I'm glad that they're busy and getting a lot done. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of acres planted this week, so that's cool, and the temperature hopefully is warm to stay now. We can start calling it spring for sure, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it was last weekend. I know Sunday was that crazy day where we had snow and sleet and rain, and I mean, we had everything going, and through it all, I was watching. I had a couple of farmers that I saw that were out there planting even on Sunday, but I think they were doing it based on knowing that Monday, Tuesday of this week were going to be nice warm days, and they were going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I tell you, this year just seems backwards, don't it? And I mean, in many ways, but with that warm kind of temperatures early and what looked like it was going to be an early spring, and then man, the amount of people that I've talked to on the phone that said that they planted their beans first, that just, I guess for me, being around this for a long time, just seems crazy. But, you know, with the cooler ground temperatures, it just, I guess for them, made a lot of sense. And so they planted some beans early and then, you know, switched over to corn here just probably in the last couple of days. So, man, this last 12 months or so has been backwards, and to me, it sounds like that trend continues for our farmers this spring.
Yeah, you know, and it's great that they've got the great agronomists that we have in the area that they can kind of lean on, and the, you know, to help them through with the various varieties and things they're planting too, and so on. But again, it's true springtime now, planting season and a busy season out on the farm. And so as things quiet a little bit around your office, whether that's at the office or whether you're traveling or your home office, and I know we're all kind of remotely still working in a lot of places, what are some of the things behind the scenes that you're working on with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we continue to kind of clean up some of the stragglers as far as tax returns. You know, just a few minutes ago got off the phone with a client that was just getting back from down south, and, you know, we'd kind of been holding off on finishing up his personal taxes until they got back home and settled in, and, you know, we're ready to kind of deal with that. So you got a few of those situations still, and yeah, it seems like even some of the K-1s and different tax documents have just kind of trickled in. And we've talked, you know, ad nauseum at this point in time about, like, some of the changes and different things that, you know, have been kind of thrown our way this season as those have, you know, been passed or whatever kind of guidance has come out of Washington to kind of help us with the unemployment and some of these other things we talked about. Continue with, like, a lot of the PPP, and now there's new bills potentially being proposed at this point in time with changing the partnership guidelines for farmers, and so that's something that we try and continue to keep an eye on. Employee retention tax credits with payroll stuff, dealing with a few people on that that, you know, want to take advantage of maybe amending last year's payroll taxes to take that credit if they qualify, and then looking at 2021 as they either deal with their 941 or 943 payroll taxes and how that all comes into play, because we continue to get guidance on those issues for you know, not only our farmers, but all kinds of businesses out there. So, you know, it just seems like it's definitely been a year change, and those changes aren't stopping just because tax season is almost up. But we're gearing forward 3 weeks here, I guess, until May 17th, and, you know, that's when the deadline is for income taxes, and it looks like we're going to make it there. At one point, I didn't know if I was going to have everything done by that point in time, but fortunately, it looks like we're getting down there towards the bottom of the box, and we'll be moving on up to 2021, I guess.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely a good thing. That's great to know too. This is a time, I know, when we right now we're talking to some of the guys and gals that are out there in the fields and working in the fields right now, and they may be thinking, you know, I haven't done anything yet, but I've really been thinking about getting together with Corporate Farmer. They can kind of formulate in their own mind right now that this might not be a bad time to just say, hey, listen, let's go with this.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, you know, as I discuss some of these things over the phone with people that are interested, you know, it's kind of a transition time with the new administration, and we're all looking at, you know, what they might do with tax plans and laws and how that's going to affect me and my business. And so, you know, looking at various entity type structures and whether that's going to be something that, you know, from a tax standpoint, is going to be almost penalized, you know, with the proposals that we're hearing kind of bandied about. And then, you know, I've had a lot of the guys this winter that have started to kind of contemplate retirement. Now, that all may change as soon as we see corn and bean prices at the levels they're at now. It might kind of give them a new shot in the arm, and I say that literally, not figuratively, you know, or vice versa, I guess you could say, when it comes to all of us and the COVID shots there. I think it's, you know, you see a lot of farmers in our area that are kind of getting a little longer in the tooth and maybe have getting to that time frame when they need to start making some decisions with it. And so, you know, we've been talking a lot, if this is kind of the final year, what would we do? And, you know, how would that look with maybe a farm sale, equipment auction type situation? What would the taxes be? What could they look like in future years? And also then, as you transition, is there's a decision on how you structure, you know, the rental options that you have available to yourself. You know, do you cash rent that out, get that payment up front, a little less risk on your hand? But also, you know, that can really create a big hole as far as tax liability with an equipment sale, and then rolling into selling your full, probably in a lot of cases, full year's crop coming out from 2021, and then, you know, getting all your rent up front. And so kind of alleviate some of the concerns with tax liability, we look at some other options in that situation, maybe even a crop share agreement for a few years so that they have some flexibility in being able to pay some input costs to help kind of bring that tax liability down a little bit. And so, you know, throughout the winter, that's been kind of something that I've had several conversations on, started to kind of draw out some different plans and options. And like I said, that might all go poof here as people kind of see the better prices and decide, man, I can stick this out for a little bit longer, you know, if things are going to be pretty good. But, you know, I think it's kind of that bubble. You know, we've got some aging farmers, and so that part of it's inevitable. And from a positive standpoint, you know, these higher prices have meant higher prices for used equipment. So an auction, even though it might be costly as far as the tax perspective, you know, I guess you got to weigh the benefits of maybe getting a premium for your equipment as that becomes, you know, kind of a hot commodity, if you want to call it that. So, you know, that's one of those things we don't talk much about, but deal with retirement planning and stuff like that, that part of the financial package that we provide is something that I think, you know, our clients appreciate, because there's not too many others out there that have that specialization in agriculture that understand all those dynamics that you're dealing with at that point in your life.
I like to equate so many things to sports, you know me, but mm-hmm. I look at Corporate Farmer and I think, okay, if you were looking at it as a golfer, a pro golfer still has a coach, mm-hmm. somebody that works with them. A professional baseball player, they have they've got a hitting coach, or a pitcher has a pitching coach. There's always somebody that's working with them, and so teaming with Corporate Farmer, your guys are kind of like the coaches and helping kind of fine tune that plan to make it successful for them.
Yeah, because so many of these guys, I mean, they're successful. I mean, let's face it, I mean, they've been businessmen for 50 probably plus years at this point in time when they're, you know, talking about a retirement situation. So they know what they're doing. They like, if you were talking about golf, I mean, Tiger Woods at this point in time probably knows the swing better than anybody else. But he still wants somebody else kind of looking at it from the outside, you know, pointing some things out to them, and also using their experience to kind of give them some ideas to think about, and maybe telling him why he may not want to go down a certain path. And that's realistically where we come into play in a lot of situations, is just kind of killing maybe some of those crazy ideas that you come up with late at night when you're driving across a dark field relying on GPS, and maybe your senses aren't all there, you need to get some sleep, and you think, man, this might work for me, and then we say, you know, that's probably not the path you want to go down. But you know, more often than not, it's just kind of given some other kind of perspectives and some different options to consider. And, you know, that's why I like to kind of lay some of those out and let the client kind of stew a little bit on them and think about them. And then more often than not, they come back, you know, with some kind of rejuvenated ideas as far as kind of what they're comfortable with and what they think fits in their situation. And that's when we can, you know, kind of chart that path like we talk about. So, you know, that's the fun part, is working together, bouncing ideas off of each other, because nobody knows for certain what's right for you. They can only make recommendations, but together, if we're working as a team, I think we get to a better place than if you were just doing it on your own.
Well, and I know you guys spread out regionally too. I that's mm-hmm. a part of what Corporate Farmer does, but you've got some great staff members too, even in our region. They know what it's like around here for farmers.
Yeah, a lot of experience, and I think that's important. You know, myself being at this for 20 some years at this point in time, you know, and I'm still probably one of the youngest there in the office. So, you know, that's I think sometimes, you know, I remember being young and laughing at the old people, but there's a lot to be said about experience, and I can think back to my days when I thought I knew everything, and probably tell you that I did, you know. And now I think as I've gotten older, I've learned that I don't necessarily know everything, and that's why I have created a good group of people around me that I can kind of bounce these ideas off of, or, you know, talk about, you know, them with their experience. And so, you know, I think that that's vitally important to any business, and especially when it comes to farming, to have those resources around you, whether it's Corporate Farmer and kind of your accounting and bookkeeping experts, or whether it's insurance agents and bankers and agronomists and so many of those others, and even your farm friends that are, you know, kind of the ones that you might socialize with. I think it's good to have that network to kind of see what things they're doing, maybe experimenting with some different techniques that they found to be successful for them. And I mean, no matter what your age is, I think if you're not tinkering, you're not moving forward, right? You're kind of staying in the same place. And that gets more challenging as we all get older, as you get kind of a little more set in your ways. But maybe it's just, you know, the era that I grew up in, where we kind of got thrown into the technology at a young age, that you know, I just still find that fascinating, and I love to research and understand it. And, you know, I think that that's the challenge as we get older, is to not get complacent and to try and find those different ways where we can continue to improve each and every day.
Well, for the farmers right now that are thinking, okay, how do I improve my situation each and every day? I need to get to Chad, right? And his
That's
staff
easy.
At Corporate Farmer. Chad, tell us again how they can do that.
Yeah, super simple. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Yeah, and even if you stop by the office and Chad's not there, you can be reached, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You can always find us. We're, like I said, technology just a wonderful thing anymore with what you can do. And I'm looking forward to getting out, seeing some people. And, it's fun. I so enjoy going down the road and seeing all that equipment out in the field, the planters rolling, and, it's just fun driving back and forth to Mason City and seeing the fields that have been turned over or planted, you know, just even overnight. So exciting time of the year, and I think for all of us, we're looking forward to getting outside and doing some of the things we love to do.
That's for sure. Chad, always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
Take care. Chad Hansen, everybody, with Corporate Farmer on AM 1300. KGLO, your hometown news station.